This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Suncor Energy is promising $12 million in improvements to its Commerce City refinery in Metro Denver. CPR Sam Brash reports that follows a third-party investigation into the facility.
Suncor agreed to the investigation to settle over 100 air pollution violations with state regulators. It chose Kearney, a global consulting firm, to do the job, and state air regulators approved. The final report recommended the company rework its staff culture and training practices. Suncor Vice President Donald Austin says it intends to go further.
To improve our performance and communications so that we can begin to regain the community's trust.
The company says it's already improved part of the facility to avoid dust releases over Commerce City, but some residents are skeptical and say the company can't be trusted to regulate itself. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine distribution is on hold in the U.S. after six people developed rare blood clots. Jefferson County Public Health Director Dawn Comstock says no need for alarm.
The fact that the FDA has put a hold based on that very small number, I think should be, instead of concerning, I think it should be quite comforting to the people in the United States, people here in Colorado, people in Jefferson County. This shows that the system is working.
Johnson & Johnson accounts for a small portion of Colorado's weekly vaccine allotment. Denver is at 46 degrees, Vail at 46 degrees, Colorado Springs 44. This is CPR and KRCC.